The 4th of July falls on a Wednesday this year, which means celebrations are stretching out over a cluster of days. There are the usual fireworks and parades around the region. Jen Kinney curates our Things to Do segment at WHYY.org. She went to Chad's Ford to try something different, a Revolutionary War-themed escape room. She tells us about that and offers some suggestions for your 4th of July weekend.
And your time will start in 3, 2, 1.
Doors closed. Start looking around for clues and such.
I'm at the Chad's Ford Historical Society with the Bennett family, and we're playing Escape Brandywine. It's an escape room in a historic house. So we have 1 hour to solve a bunch of puzzles to help General George Washington's spies outwit the British.
We have to find a map, we have to memorize the contents of the map, and then we have to use the knowledge that we learned to escape from the room before the British come and kill us all.
This has numbers on it.
The coordinates.
Okay, we're going to leave the Bennetts for a minute to solve some clues while I tell you about other things happening around the Philadelphia region this weekend. It's the 4th of July next Wednesday, so of course every town will have their parades and fireworks. Wawa Welcome America returns to Philadelphia with a bunch of events starting this weekend. There's free movie screenings, including Rocky, playing on the steps of the Art Museum on Sunday, July 1st. That same night, a 100-person gospel choir drawn from dozens of Philadelphia churches will be performing. There's free museum entry to a bunch of museums in the area, including the Barnes, the PMA, and the Penn Museum. Fireworks over the Delaware on Saturday night, June 30th, and on the parkway for July 4th itself.
15 minutes remaining.
Outside Philadelphia, you can catch a vintage baseball game between the Brandywine Baseball Club of Westchester and the Mohican Baseball Club of Kennett Square. They play in period costumes using the rules from 1864. That's free in Westchester's East Goshen Park on Saturday. And you've got just 2 more weeks to see Skeleton Crew. That's a play at People's Light Theater in Malvern. Written by Dominique Morisseau, it's a story about Detroit auto workers confronting the decline of their industry. What could be more American than that? It runs until July 15th.
Oh, I think I found something.
What'd you find?
There's something,
no, that is something.
Hanging here. I just found a clue.
All right, so this is the decoder, and this is what we're decoding.
This is about where you say you're ready to give up.
The 10 minutes remaining.
How are y'all feeling?
Challenged.
Yeah.
Okay, so we had a great time, but we did not escape the room. We got captured by British soldiers. Hopefully you will do better than we did. Escape Brandywine is open every Saturday through September 1st. Up to 8 people can play at once. It's good for players 13 and older. Since I'm in Chad's Ford, I also talked to some locals about where to eat. Heidi Benson recommended La Micawakana Ice Cream in Kennett Square, which features some totally unique flavors.
Corn, I think, is one of their top 5 favorite flavors, but also other unique combinations. What's your favorite flavor at Micawakana?
Oh, ice cream?
Avocado.
I like the mango and the passion fruit.
Avocado, another top 5. Like, seriously, to die for, right? And they also have...
What about the corn ice cream?
That's what I'm saying, right?
That's what you're saying.
All these suggestions and more are at the Things to Do section on WHYY.org. And keep your ears open. Next week, I've got July concerts for you and much, much more.